For some people, the possibility of a war against Iraq brings back powerful memories of another Gulf War. Peter Turnley covered one of the most violent phases of that war in 1991 as a photojournalist. Now he's posted his pictures on a website that we really have to recommend that you avoid unless you're willing to stare death in the face. Peter Turnley joins us now from member station WBUR in Boston. Welcome, Mr. Turnley.
Nice to be here.
This was a very short war in 1991. Very few casualties, relatively speaking, from the U.S. side. But you find another perspective here with your photographs of the ground war.
Yes, I showed what I saw, and I witnessed many Iraqi casualties. And I've had a sense since the war was over that the public has not really had a very fair assessment of the degree of casualties and the degree of destruction that was done during the last war. And I've always felt that my role was not one to present my own political point of view one way or the other with respect to the good or bad of that war or any war. But I do feel very strongly that it's very important that citizens have a fair opportunity to make their own assessment, given a full picture of what does happen in war, so that they can make up their minds and their own political decisions based on the reality of war.
You spend some time as a journalist, you see some pretty awful things, but these are pretty awful photographs. Terrible to look at. Can you reconstruct for me the circumstances in which you took these photographs? What are these pictures of?
This scene, which was called the Highway of Death, I was in Kuwait City, and I had heard of this scene. I woke up extremely early that morning and drove to this highway. When I arrived at that scene, there were very few other journalists. And I recall very vividly starting to walk down this road, and it was surreal because there was a sort of death-like quiet everywhere, but the quiet was interrupted by radios in certain cars that were still turned on, the wheels of cars that were still turning, certain engines of certain vehicles that were still revved up and moving. And then scattered in all directions at various interludes, one saw dead bodies.
Why weren't you able to get these pictures published?
I did. I made these photographs, and they were submitted to publications. I really can't answer that question, and any attempt to would really be hypothetical. I think I would make the hypothesis that the thing that made the most sense to me, and I think this was sort of across the board in the field of journalism at the time, was that this story had been in the news now for several months, and essentially the Western forces won this war with few casualties. It was considered to have been a rather quick and easy victory. And many publications and news media sort of had the sense, well, it was time to move on, and there wasn't a lot of looking back at that point. I do feel that on one hand, I think that there was a certain effort to restrict the press and the coverage of the war. I also feel the other aspect that was very troubling to me, because I wasn't actually in the Gulf theater during the air war, I recall on a daily basis watching the news reports on television. And what I recall was watching these military press briefings to hordes of journalists in a room somewhere. I don't recall where, but what I do recall were just sort of this onslaught of aerial photographs that sort of resembled a Nintendo game, where the only thing that the public really saw were these sort of nice, neat sort of strikes from the sky that were these video images where you never really saw any of the sort of human consequences.
Well, now, wait a minute. You said that your political viewpoint is unimportant here, but here we are on the verge possibly of another war, and you've filled this website with some of the most gruesome pictures imaginable of what that war might look like, in a sense, what the last one looked like in any event. I mean, there is a political message here, whether you say so or not.
But I don't determine that political message. The only thing that I determined by posting those photographs is to show what happened.
Peter Turnley is a photojournalist. He took pictures of the Persian Gulf War in 1991. If you want to learn more about the photographs discussed, and if you want to get his website address for this display, The Unseen Gulf War, you can visit our website at npr.org. Get all the information there. Mr. Turnley, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.